Hey, kids.
You're listening to the internet's wettest podcast about video games, consoles,
and pancakes.
The SML Podcast.
Live webcams on webcam.pornhub.whatever, whatever the fuck it is. I've even blocked all those because I'm like, I don't want this shit autoplaying. It drives me nuts. The only thing I want autoplaying is my fucking porn video when I open it. That's it.
I really hope that this episode starts with that.
What's up, everybody? This is the SML Podcast. We're starting with that. Aki and Jacob are here. How are you two doing?
Pretty good. I'm excited. I'm happy.
Why? I just had to sit through 5 minutes of Aki discussing why she's excited, along with, you know, her talking about her porn fetishes and, you know.
Oh, you were here for that, why I was excited. Okay, cool. I got a new kind of model kit in, and it's from 1997.
Yeah, well, you got that. I got a sub. No Time for Games just subbed for the 39th month. Oh, that blows my mind. Sub. Every time I see a sub and how many months it has been. Oh, my God, I'm old.
Yes, you're ancient.
Since you keep doing this for them, doesn't that make them the dom, not the sub?
Ooh, that is a good point.
Maybe
they're subbing to Dom. Yes. Their Switch is.
I have a friend named Dom.
No, Nintendo has the Switches.
Well, yeah, that's true too.
All right, so Aki, you got new model. Jacob, what have you been up to? Wonderful, wonderful, great talk, good conversation. Glad we had it.
I did a bunch of models, something.
Oh, there was Father's Day weekend. That was nice. I got to sleep in.
And?
Cool.
Well, I mean...
When was Father's Day?
It was Sunday, like it always fucking is.
I never remember that one. I should probably...
Third Sunday in June.
See, that's why I never remember them. When they're not a static fucking day, I can't remember them to save my fucking life. Can't do any of them. It's bad.
That's fair, but... Yeah, no. I got a little Magnemite plushie, too, for my kids. Because Magnemite and Magneton are my favorite Pokemon. And there's, like, almost no merch for them. And so when the Pokemon store started selling its plushies up on Amazon, I added those to my wish list, and the kids decided to get me a Magnemite plushie.
That's pretty cool.
Magnemite's not bad. They're decent Pokemon. My favorite's the Cyndaquil line and Eevee lines.
All about Psyduck.
That's fair.
That's one of them I don't think is fair. I'm like,
Yeah, but Golduck's pretty cool.
Golduck. Cool. It's about Psyduck. That's it.
Yeah, no evolutions. Yeah, see, that's what I knew that. Joe just likes Psyduck.
Yes, no evolutions, no devolutions. It's just Psyduck. Stupid, stupid, stupid Psyduck.
Yeah, that's like liking Slowbro, but Psyduck is
also like the most powerful psychic of them all when it actually works, though. So I mean, it's got that going for it.
Yeah. Probably true.
Make your fucking head explode.
I don't know which one's stronger between Alakazam and Psyduck, but I know one of them is the strongest.
Your virginity.
Dick. That's
been gone for 54 years now.
Yeah, that's been gone for a while, so I don't know if that's the strongest, but...
Oh, man. So, should we get to news? There wasn't a lot this week. It's been a slow week, which is good.
The only news I really know of is the Ezra Miller crap. So that's constantly up.
And that has nothing to do with games.
Video games. Yep.
Hey, we talk about movies. We can talk about
are related to video games, though.
Not really.
Here's some news for you, Aki. A Plague Tale Requiem got a release date.
Ooh, when?
October 18th.
Oh, that is so much further away than I was hoping.
Yeah. It's actually sooner than I thought it would be.
Really?
I was expecting November.
I was expecting November, but I was really hoping it'd be... Honestly, I was hoping it was going to be in May, but I think
Wishful thinking would have been September. I think October's it's a pretty good one.
Wait for that. Oh, I want my statue to come in.
And it will be on Game Pass, just like a couple other games that just hit Game Pass this week. Not a huge week, or not a huge second half to the month, but there's some good stuff there. In case we missed it, Omori and Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge were added to Game Pass over the past week.
And the Ninja Turtle game, I've only heard positive things about that. So.
Yeah, it's fucking good.
I heard a lot of good about Omori back when it was on Steam.
So I've heard a lot about it, but I haven't played it. What's it like?
I have no idea.
Helpful.
Yeah. As I said, I've heard good things. I've never played it. I think I might have it on Steam, that it was good.
Helpful.
Yeah, I know.
Also available this week, we got Total War Three Kingdoms on the PC. Yay.
Cool.
FIFA 22. Yay.
Another gambling game. Okay.
It's football mixed with gambling. It's not gambling mixed with football. The football comes first.
Except for the most popular mode is the one where you have to gamble to get a good team.
Yeah. Or football.
So it's gambling.
Football.
With football.
Football. The Shadowrun trilogy hit console with Shadowrun Returns, Shadowrun Dragonfall, and Shadowrun Hong Kong.
I think that's cool. A lot of people probably won't care because those games are not the best games in the world, sadly. But I
bought
them.
The trilogy because it was on sale. It was either $20 per game, or you could get it on sale for $30 for the trilogy.
Oh, damn. Nice.
Yeah, I don't know if the sale's still going or not, but if it is, good value. Good value. And then Naraka Blade Point joined Game Pass this week.
If only that was single player.
Yeah, that's the 60-person online PvP. I know Carnage is excited about that one. I don't know if he's played it yet or not. Carnage, have you played it? How is it? Do our show for us. Talk.
Yes, please.
Otherwise, we have to listen to Jacob, and nobody wants that.
That's fair. I don't even want that.
Then don't talk.
What do you think I've been doing, fuckface?
Talking. You're still talking. Shut up.
Yeah, but the more you talk to me, the more I have to talk. So if you stop talking to me, then I'll talk.
To be fair, you didn't have to say any of that.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
No. Because you're talking to me.
Josh.
Shoosh.
Yeah.
July 1st, Game Pass is getting Far Cry 5.
Cool.
Cool. So
good start to July.
I'm surprised it wasn't already on there, to be honest.
Why?
For some reason, I could have swore Far Cry 5 was on there.
Nope.
Huh. Had it been on there in the past?
Nope.
Huh.
Maybe okay, Far Cry 4 was on there. I don't know.
That's possible. I don't remember anymore.
I don't know. Anyway, couple games leaving Game Pass. FIFA 20 is going away to make room for FIFA 22. Last Stop is going away. MotoGP 20 is going away. And Jurassic World Evolution.
Last Stop, that's a shame. That's a good game.
I haven't played that one. What's it like?
I don't remember.
Helpful. You're doing good this episode. You're batting 1,000.
I played so many fucking games. I don't remember this kind of shit.
We just need this episode to be called Helpful, period.
Yes.
I don't know if I could put a period. That might mess with like the file associations.
Well, I mean, when you title it up on YouTube and stuff like that, you could call it that, though.
Or would I put an ellipsis? Would that be better? Helpful dot dot dot.
Yeah. So
Stop actually left, or is it leaving?
End of the month. So you still got a week to play it.
I don't know if I have enough time to 100% it.
I like how you mumble and the microphone doesn't pick up all of it. So you're like,
I don't think I can finish it by the end of the month, and I am sad.
There you go.
I'm very sad. Ernie
says it's 6 to 8 hours. You could do it.
I could spend a day doing that instead of one of the many games. Review games I have. I only have one this week, or for next week.
Yeah, you have two this week.
Yes, yes, I do. I actually had to look. I was like, what do I have this week?
Porn.
Two porns and two non-porns.
Porn and visual novels.
Yeah. Well, there's one non-visual novel in here. One of my porns is a visual novel, and then I have another visual novel, and then I have another porn game, and then I have Industria. It has been a hard week for me. Holy shit.
Hard?
Yes.
Giggity. So, it was reported that Vicarious Visions was working on Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 and 4 remastered before being folded into Blizzard.
Of course they were.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, and then it was said, oh, and now without those people there, we can't make them. Oopsies.
Yep.
Hey, they were sold by EA, right?
They're Activision.
Activision.
Yeah.
So they are, maybe Microsoft will write things and reestablish Vicarious Visions and let them get back to work on what they were doing. Who knows?
I
don't think it's in the cards.
Who knows?
That's a shame.
I really hope Microsoft does more with Activision and Blizzard than just Call of Duty.
And World of Warcraft.
Well, I don't know. If we get World of Warcraft on console, it might be worth it.
I don't know if that would even function that well, but that is very much made by the decision makers
to do their shit. I just have the ideas. Let them do the work. Fuck it.
Or we could get Candy Crush on Xbox, which is really what we're clamoring for.
I mean, I enjoy Gems of War, so...
I meant that as a joke, but...
I don't know. I don't think Candy Crush on console would be too horrible. We have free-to-play match puzzle games on console already. Look at what was it? Disney Snowfall?
Yeah, for Frozen.
Yeah.
That was back on the Xbox 360, too.
Yeah, and Xbox One. Both of them.
Oh.
Yeah. EA, we mentioned EA. They're supposedly set to reveal more info on Skate 4 in July. That's where we're at with news this week. We're announcing rumors of news.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! Last bit of news I have. That's right, not a lot of news for me this week. Sony will not be attending Gamescom 2022. So, no announcements from them for Gamescom. Not sure if Microsoft or Nintendo are going to do anything, but we shall see. Oh, Carnage bringing up some news. This is some good news. Dead Cells is getting an assist mode, and I believe it released today on all platforms.
Yep.
So, it makes the game significantly easier for people. Which means I'm going to re-download it and check it out. I love that game, but I'm fucking terrible at it.
Yeah, tell me how much easier it gets with those features, because that might actually make me get it.
It's good. Good shit. No Time for Games saying there's a rumor that a rumor will be revealed next week about a rumor about a game announcement sometime in the future. That is...
Fuck, that makes my nipples hard.
I know. I was excited. I saw that in chat and I had to report it.
Wait, saw my nipples in chat?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
You don't know the pictures we have of you online. So many pictures.
Creepy.
I mean, we need a lot of pictures because it has to be like a collage. We need like...
Oh, no. That's terrible. No. This joke is going bad fast. No. This is done. We're done.
The anus takes up 4 sheets of paper itself.
Well, that's when I'm fully spreading it out too. It's just a big
gaping. That's when he's doing the goatsy. Okay?
Yeah, it's just a big gaping maw, and like you just get this paper that's nothing but black toner for like one of the pages. You can't even see any definition.
It's just so bad. You have no idea.
You're staring into the void.
The centerpiece is just black construction paper.
So grody.
Aki, what news do you have?
If I had any, it's long since gone now. So none at this point.
It is lost to Jacob's anus.
Yes.
You can just see Aki's thought like deep, deep, deep within the anus. It almost looks like you might be able to pull it out, but do you really want to? Do you want to risk that?
Standing there staring into the abyss, you hear the wind whistling over the hole.
That's terrible. Oh, God.
No Time for Games. Did you mention the 30 plus games being released through Prime Gaming for Prime Day? I saw that there were a bunch of free games for Prime this month, and I had no clue what was going on.
I forgot to get them.
There's a lot of repeats that I saw, but there's a lot of new stuff as well. So for people who've been getting all the free games, you're going to have a couple of repeats. But for people who are new to the Prime Gaming and stuff like that, you're in for a treasure trove of free shit.
I didn't even know Prime gave away free games, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, good shit. I'll have to get on there.
You should.
Oh, wow. King of Fighters 2002's on there.
Get it.
That's really cool.
Why is Twitch auto-playing shit? Fuck you.
Because it's Twitch.
Yay, Twitch. I'm trying to pull up the loot page to see what free games there are.
It's also King of Fighters 2000.
Yeah, the only King of Fighters thing I like is the old porn comics.
Yeah, King of Fighters 2000, 2002, Pumped BMX Pro, 10 Second Ninja, Guiana Sisters, Twisted Dreams, Metal Slug 2, Adling Adventures, The Crow's Eye, Manual Samuel, Metal Unit, Hue, Fatal Fury Special, Serial Cleaner, Bang Bang Racing, Samurai Showdown 2, The Metronomicon, Escape from Monkey Island, or no, I think that was last month's. Rain World, Eight Doors, and Death Squared are all showing up. And then there's some cool other stuff that you can get on, what the hell's the other page? Like some legacy something. I don't remember. There were a couple other free games you could get, but a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff.
Cool. Yeah, there is.
Told you. You don't fucking believe me, you son of a bitch.
I never said I didn't believe you.
I'll cut you. I will cut you. It's Legacy Games. That's the other one. You got to get codes and redeem them there. So,
the fuck is Legacy Games?
That's another site. Jacob, what news do you have?
Excuse me. Sorry.
The only news I have is that footage has shown up online of the canceled Xbox 360 Scarface sequel that would have been a sequel to Scarface The World Is Yours. It was in development over at Radical Entertainment, but was canceled shortly after Activision acquired the studio.
Of course it was.
So yeah, if you want to, you could go up on YouTube and find it.
Cool. What else? Anything else? Or are we really getting to reviews already?
Really getting to reviews, unless there's any more fucking Sonic news.
Sonic, let's find 2 out.
Movie Sonic watch.
Sonic 2. Maybe
the fact that you had to look that up just now is both surprising and fucking depressing.
Well, it's because, you know, I mean, believe it or not, Aki, my life does not revolve around annoying the fuck out of you.
We already know that's bullshit, but
I mean,
no, he has a wife to annoy too.
Yeah, and kids.
Yeah.
Like, I have to make sure I get tossed into a nursing home and forgotten, provided I live long enough for that to happen. So, I
think you will.
I know. I'm expecting to be poisoned any day now. But
one day. Don't worry. One day.
If I'm lucky. All right. Anyway.
I mean, mailed you anthrax like so many times, and it just never gets to you. I don't know what's going on.
I might just push you off a cliff.
I thought that was cocaine.
Huh.
Yeah. Might have been cocaine.
Yeah,
I just snorted anthrax. Oh, well.
I'll have to check my stash. I might have given you the wrong shit.
Anyway, Sonic 2 movie watch. I don't know. Whatever the phrase was. I messed it up. I don't give a shit. Shut up, Aki. It is now dashed past $400 million in the global box office.
That is impressive. That really is impressive.
Yeah, that I can't really. Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
For, that anyways.
Wonder how much Morbius is made.
Not that fucking much, I hope, because it doesn't.
Morbius box office. $163.9 million worldwide.
Here's some news I just found. Metal Max Xeno from NIS America will no longer be available for sale from August 6th on PS4. So if you do not have the game and you're interested in it, you only have until August 6th to pick it up.
I don't even know what that is.
An action game. Action game.
Cool.
It's from NIS. I haven't paid too much attention to it, so I don't know exactly what all it's about, but It's getting removed, so...
It's about donuts!
Probably.
I really want donuts. I haven't eaten today. I'm so fucking hungry.
And then if you want, we could have a little debate. Carnage was debating on whether he should buy the Sonic Origins collection or the Capcom Fighting collection. Do either of you
Sonic
have an
Origins?
Opinion?
I'd actually go with the Capcom Fighting collection.
Well, you're wrong.
No.
See, yes. I wasn't too sure which one is better here. And to me, it comes down to the pre-order bonus, because Sonic is technically out, so you can't get the pre-order bonus anymore, which was like mirror mode and some coins and like a background or some shit. Capcom Fighting Collection has a game, a bonus game for the Capcom Arcade Stadium 2 that's coming out next month.
Yep.
Yeah, so. See, for me, it's still Sonic, because it's all the good Sonic games.
The problem is it's only four.
Yeah, there's that too.
Which is four out of five good Sonic games.
You're getting four games for $40, where with Capcom Fighting Collection, you're getting 10 for $40.
Yeah, but on top of it, it's four games that we've been playing on our fucking Xbox 360 for... Since what, 2006?
Yeah, like, they're all backward compatible.
Yeah, like they got prettied up, but who gives a shit? I mean, like, at least with the Capcom Fighting Collection thing, some of them are games that have never, ever seen a stateside release. So,
and now here's the flip side with that. Out of the 10 games in the collection, one of them is in Capcom Arcade Stadium 1, and six of them are in Arcade Stadium 2.
Wow.
So there's a lot of repeats from Capcom in that. But you're still getting a few games that haven't released in America, and you're getting that pre-order bonus, and of course, separate achievement list, which is what Carnage cares about. And then with the Sonic Collection, apparently the cheats still work, and they don't disable achievements.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bitchin'.
So, where do you fall in this? Aki, are you still with Sonic?
Yeah, I'm not big for fighting games.
All right, so. Jacob, you're still with Capcom?
Yeah, I mean...
Cool, so we did not solve Carnage's dilemma at all. Good job.
Well, you could have an opinion.
Yeah, you're the third person.
You're number three, motherfucker.
And today is where we learned that Joe actually cannot count.
No, I can't.
No, Joe's just a...
Which is why we have 43 games to talk about tonight.
It's like the rumors of that girl from Glee that she can't actually read. Do you hear about that?
No.
No.
I didn't know the girl
Glee was still on.
No, it's not. No, it's been off for years. But, like, she's still doing, like, Broadway and shit like that. And rumor has it that, like, she can't actually read. Like, all this stuff has to be, like, read to her. And, like, she has to, like, just memorize every fucking thing. So...
Okay.
Honestly, yeah. That's weird.
Maybe she has dyslexia. Dyslexia. Yeah, that. You know, that makes it very... My stepdad has dyslexia, and he has trouble reading anything. So, you know, granted, so he also...
has dyslexia, you have dyssexia.
What?
Maybe, I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
I don't think I'm confused on who's sexy or not. So, no, I don't think I have that.
I don't know. You keep saying that I'm not sexy, so he must be.
Well, that's because I'm correct.
You've never seen a photo of me.
I don't need to. Shockingly, you have a penis. You're not sexy. The end.
Yeah, but you find Hugh Jackman sexy. He has a penis.
Well, that doesn't count.
Why
it's
not?
Because it's Hugh Jackman.
But yeah, how do you know I'm not Hugh Jackman-esque?
Because it's obvious. See? If you were, you'd be in movies.
Who says I'm not?
Point.
Who says I'm not? Maybe I
do. I watch enough movies.
Bear Love and 43 doesn't count, Jacob.
Oh, Crody.
Lumberjack Lovin'.
Bareback Baby 42.
Oh, God. That sounds terrible.
Broke
bareback bears and heat.
Broke back podcasters. Oh my lord. All right, reviews. Should we get to these?
No.
Yeah, like I feel like we should. I feel like we should like start writing our own erotic fan fiction about the show.
No,
that seems like a better use of our time.
No. All right, so we're either doing erotic fan fiction or reviews. We have to take.
Let's hear those reviews, folks. They're great. Well, I can't wait.
Maybe we should have Carnage settle one.
Carnage. We have one vote for reviews, one vote for erotic fan fiction. What is your choice? Capcom Fighting Collection.
I'm up for erotic fan fiction.
That right there is a video game, so therefore video game reviews.
No, he says reviews. He says I'll save you. So, all right, first game to talk about tonight is AI The Somnium Files Nirvana Initiative, developed and published by Spike Chunsoft, released June 24th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5, and PC for $59.99. 6 years ago, the right half of a corpse was discovered. The left half was never found until 6 years later, completely fresh with no signs of decay. Now secret agents Mizuki and Ryuki, along with their AI partners Aiba and Tama, are tasked to save the bizarre half-body serial killings while unveiling the mysterious plot known only as the Nirvana Initiative. Aki, what is going on in AI The Somnium Files Nirvana Initiative?
I would just like to give you a little clap, because you've said all the names correctly, and I'm proud of you for that.
Yay!
I've told people that I want to give them a little clap, and
yeah, no one wants your clap, though, you grody fuck.
And this review is ruined already. 10 seconds, we made it. Good job.
Yep.
Hey, that's the title of Joe's porno. 10 seconds, I made it.
you really think he lasts 10 seconds? Come on now.
So anyway,
gentle breeze goes past and it's over.
Jizz in my pants.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going for.
So AI Somnium Files, okay. Tell us about it.
In this, you switch between the two titular characters, and titties. Yes, they're great. And they basically work as police officers, but they're special. They go into people's brains to get information. It's fantastic. Most of this is a visual novel that is fully voiced. Fantastic. There are also points that are a little adventure-y where you have to run around and click on things. And those are usually when you're inside someone's head. Like, one of the first ones you go into is you go into Ryuki's head because he's a fucking alcoholic, apparently. Good job, cop guy. Good job. And, you know, you have to... You interact with a few things that are lit up in there and figure out which item you have to actually interact with and how to continue the story. But every one of the interactions give you these things called eyeballs, and they are literal eyeballs. And you use those in order to buy different things in the bonus area of the game, which are like artworks, alternate outfits you can put your characters in, et cetera, et cetera. This is the only two I have unlocked. There's three more that are just question marks. I don't know what's in them. And basically, both of these characters end up joining together to try and solve the mystery of how this guy's other half of his body showed up 6 years later, but being pronounced only a few hours beforehand, pronounced dead a few hours beforehand. Somehow this body was kept wherever it was kept, somehow alive until noon that day. And it was like 6 p.m. when your character got there. And that had been all those years since the other half of the body was found. So you're constantly trying to figure that out. Well,
it was like they were trapped in a time vortex and ripped in half or something.
Maybe you don't know. And I'm not telling anyone, partially because I still haven't finished it, because it is a lot longer than I was expecting it to be. So in these little action-y areas where you're inside someone's mind, there's sections that are considered interrogations, which you interact with an item or two, and then you talk to a character and figure out what gets them to move things forward. These aren't timed. You just take however long you want. And then there's a timed section, which I don't know what that's classified as, so I'm just going to call it a fucking dungeon. And in there, you're timed, and how much time you have is based on what difficulty you play on. And there's story mode, easy, and normal, I think, are the only three. There might be four. There might be hard as well. I'm not sure anymore. And basically, each one gives you X amount of minutes to finish that entire section. And that section is split in between different areas where there is a little save made. And if you're like, oh, I did everything in this section, but it took a long time, you get to keep all the points that you got in that section, but you can retry and start that section from the beginning and then just go do the first thing you need to do in order to save some time. Because if you run out of time, you fail. And you only have so many fails before it's a big fuck you and you have to reload a previous save. So in these areas, you interact with what are called shadows, basically. And there are things that just that look like they're real, like everything else in the area, but they behave the exact opposite of how they do in real life. For instance, you see a brazier, and once you inspect it, you realize, oh, even though it's lit up and there's fire, it's not hot. So this is a shadow item. And for that, you interact with it the exact opposite way that you should with real items in order to escape a little bubble that's created and move on to interact with other people and things like that within the dungeon. And yeah, that was really interesting. And again, all the interactions give you eyes, so it's good to go through every possible different interaction before you get to the right one, which is sometimes a problem. Then there's, you know, to move between lots of different scenes, you have to inspect everything that's inspected back in the normal world, which is sometimes not easy because sometimes they don't, because the game doesn't tell you what all can be interacted with in the normal world. You just have to hover over things and it lights up green if you can interact with them. But sometimes it's like, oh, here's a body. Interact with the body. Oh, and you also have to interact with the head. But if you've interacted with the body and it's no longer green, so you're like, okay, I've interacted with it. It's done. You just happen to act. Then you have to happen to roll over the head of it and be like, oh, I have to interact with that too.
Mm.
Which screwed me up. That's like one of the very first things you do in the game. And that screwed me up. And I sat there for like 20 minutes trying to figure out what have I not interacted with before I figured that. I was like, you motherfucker. And then the rest of the time, you know, you're talking with characters and you can get different bits of information from them. Problem with that is sometimes you can say the right thing to continue the story before you finish talking with them completely, which drives me nuts because I want all the information. And it doesn't tell you, oh, this will continue the story, which means you can't ask and you can't interact with those other questions anymore, which it kind of sucks. So it's good to always make a manual save. There's only one manual save slot. The game does autosave fairly regularly between every scene that you go through in the normal area. And in the dungeon, it's every section, basically, you go through. So it has plenty of auto saves that it makes, which is nice. Really would prefer if it didn't auto save quite so often or had multiples, though, sometimes because of, again, the continuing in the normal world a little too quickly and not able to shut the game off fast enough.
Nope, you got to deal with the consequences of your actions, Aki.
I fucking hate dealing with the consequences of my actions. That's bullshit. I don't want to deal with the consequences of my actions. The consequences of my action inevitably always suck. Yeah. No, thank you. Then when you're in the dungeon world, you're not playing as the two human characters. You're playing as their AI counterparts, Tama and the A1 that I forgot the name of already.
Aiba,
yeah. Tama is Ryuki's partner, and literally they are eyeballs, both of them, both of the AIs. They are literal eyeballs. both of the main characters and apparently everyone in the police precinct have one of their eyeballs ripped out and have a fake eyeball put in their head that houses the AI. So, you know, that must be pleasant, I guess. Hey, yeah, perfectly functioning eyeball. Rip it out of me, Doc. That way, when I retire, I'm missing an eyeball. Because I assume when these fuckers retire, if they survive that long, they do not get to keep that eyeball, I'm sure. So now they just have half their vision missing because I don't know. I don't understand why they're as eyes. Maybe it's explained in the first game.
You know what? I don't understand why anybody would raid us. But Dopey, thank you so much for the raid. All of the viewers who just came in on that raid, I'm sorry. You're stuck. Just click away. You can leave. I'm
extremely sorry.
Yeah. This is a bad decision coming here. It's a really bad decision. But thank you so much for the raid. Thank you for hanging out and keeping us company and being here. We are talking about AI, the Somnium Files, Nirvana Initiative, which is releasing tomorrow on all platforms. Aki, continue on. What were you saying about it?
Yeah, I was just complaining about the characters getting their eyes ripped out to place their AI partners in, because that's creepy. What's really weird is the eyeball can actually just... The AI eyeball can actually leave the body. Whenever they desire, they can just pop out of the character's head and move around on their own, which is really fucking creepy. You actually hear one of the characters in one of the cutscenes, they're like, oh yeah, no, she left and came to the boss. And I was like, what? It's a fucking eyeball. It's an eyeball in your head. How does it just leave? What? Oh, it was so weird. But that's so, like the entirety of this game. It's all just really weird shit happening. Really cool. Thankfully, you do not have to play the first game to understand this game.
That's good. I was just about to ask. I know it's a sequel. Is the first one required? So it sounds like you could just dive into this one without knowing much about the first and still have a good time.
Yes. Matter of fact, at the beginning of the game, you start off in a game show, basically. But one of the questions the game show host asks you is if you know anything about the serial killer from the first game. I don't remember what its name was. And they say, answer truthfully. And if you click no, then it doesn't spoil anything from the first game. If you click yes, then apparently it drops information bits about stuff in the first game. Hmm. But the two things are unrelated to each other, thankfully. So yeah,
Mel, this game is sitting at $60 right now. It is available on all platforms. We are going to talk about this one again in a month or so. I know you want to put a lot more time into this, and there are limitations on what we are allowed to cover for now. We're going to come back to it in a month when you've gotten through everything and you've experienced everything. But for now, it's sitting at $60. What are your thoughts on it?
I really like it so far. I think it's fantastic. Even if visual novels aren't exactly your taste, I still think you might be able to get into this because it has voice acting. The voice acting is really good. So you can basically just set it to auto so you can ignore the written words and just have them talk to each other. It's really nice.
That works.
And everything that I've talked about this entire time has been within chapter zero, the prologue chapter, or chapter one. And we were allowed to go up to chapter for this review and no further than that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm in chapter two. I was expecting this game to be maybe 40 hours. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a lot more than that.
How much time have you put into it so far?
I've put about 15-ish hours into it, maybe 10, 15, somewhere in there.
So it's a hefty game. It's got a lot of value and heft to it.
Yeah, and there's some kind of replay value to it, because lots of your investigations split in half. At least the major one that I've done is split in half.
Get it? Because the corpse is split in half.
Ha. Oh, I thought you were talking about something about even earlier in the show. I thought you were talking about the Goatsy.
No. You're the filthy one here, Aki.
Yes, I am. So it's at least that one splits into. I assume all the other ones split in two or three, and each one of those pathways is a completely different dungeon that you can take that lead to an entirely new section of the game.
The music, for instance, after the show tonight, I'm going to play Breaking Benjamin's Torn in Two and dedicate it to you.
Oh, God. for instance, when you're in Ryuki's mind, his is he doesn't know who the killer is, or he does know who the killer is. And you get to choose whether he doesn't know or whether he's pretty sure he does know. And that changes the story completely, going into a different, you know, dungeon and then going into an entirely new story area. So I assume all of the interrogations do something like that. So this is going to be a fucking huge game if you go every pathway, which thankfully you don't have to restart the game to go a different pathway. That's good. Just go to that section because there's a flow chart that opens up and you can just click this area and continue from here and then go to the other pathway. So thank God. It's still going to take forever, but thank God it'll take a little less.
Also taking forever is your verdict. So what is your verdict?
Yes, I'm so for this. I think everyone would like this. It's really good. I enjoy it.
Cool. All right. Moving on. Next game to talk about is Zorro the Chronicles, developed by BKOM Studios, published by Nakon, released June 16th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4 and PS5, and PC for $34.99. It is not cross-buy, so if you buy it on Xbox One, the Series X version is separate and vice versa and all that fun stuff. So make sure you buy the correct version. Adventure awaits. The epic adventure immerses you in the world of the successful animated series Zorro the Chronicles. Protect vulnerable and innocent people from the evil general and his army. Restore justice in 19th century Spanish California. Play as a true hero and fight for justice. Jacob, tell us about your time with Zorro the Chronicles.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little curious as to why this game got made, because I was trying to find out some information about Zorro the Chronicles, and apparently that it's an animated show that was made all the way back in 2015. I don't think it's debuted in the US, so I don't know if it's coming soon. Was there any information on that in the press stuff that you got?
Let me look it up. I'll see if I can find anything, but while I'm looking,
because I was like, maybe it's coming to Netflix or something like that, or like, cause I'm just like, I thought this would have been for an upcoming show, and I'm just, and then like, I tried to review it and you can't even, there's not even a Wikipedia article about the cartoon show. Like yeah, they not, say it was made, but okay.
I'm not seeing anything in our notes about it. So it might just be in a game that's been in the works for a while and is just making its way out now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so if you're not familiar with Zorro, it's set in like 1800s Mexico, and you play this Robin Hood kind of character, and Robin Hood Batman-ish kind of character named Zorro. You know, that's how he go. Don Diego, I think it is, maybe that was the grandfather. I don't know, because Zorro is also kind of like the Phantom, where it's just like, you know, the next generation takes up the mantle and all that kind of stuff. So with this, you know, he fights for justice and, you know, against the oppressive Spanish government at the time in Mexico, righting wrongs and all that kind of stuff, while also during the day looking like a, you know, good upstanding citizen, similar to Bruce Wayne. So in this game, which is based on a cartoon show that hasn't come out in America yet, each mission is presented with a mission map, and you get to decide which character you're going to play. You either get to play as Zorro, or who I think is his wife?
Sister.
It's a sister? Yeah. Okay. The game didn't seem to be too clear on that. And so if you start with the brother, he gets an extra, it's like a lightning bolt thing. It's used for heavier attacks, like special attacks and stuff like that. However, if you go with the sister, she has a heart, like an extra heart. And the game already lets you decide which level or difficulty level you're going to start off with. But the thing is that I never really felt like it really made that much of a difference either way. Now, I mean, it might for kids, but as a 37-year-old adult, I'm able to play this game with relative ease, which, you
proud
know,
of you. Parade. I'm very, very go proud for, of you.
Go for me. I can play Zoro without any problems. So anyway, so you're given this mission map, and what I thought was pretty cool is that you're given most missions let you choose one of two places, and you can either go it. You can either decide I'm either going to play this mission very stealthily, or I'm just going to go in there and hack the shit out of everyone.
Let me guess, you hacked the shit out of everyone?
No, I tried being stealthy too, but I still ended up hacking the shit out of everyone. Okay. It really doesn't matter where you start on the map. It's just it's how much, yeah, how many enemies do you feel like facing at a time? And the game kind of plays out kind of like an Assassin's Creed mixed with like Batman Arkham Asylum for kids. So there's lots of guys with a heavy New York accent going, "It's the Bat!" Like, no, not actually. there's a bunch of soldiers there that you have to dispatch at all times. As you're on top of buildings, and you could do all sorts of stuff like distract them and attack from above. It's honestly, for a kid's game, it's kind of neat. And yeah, you just have to go through the story. You know, like there's, I think, 12 missions total. But yeah, and as you're going through, there's tons of stuff for you to discover, because there's bonus areas that allow you to get more coins, which you can then use to upgrade your powers. And there's also these like little posters that you can put up that make fun of the evildoers. And it's really just nice art that you can look at later on. It's nothing major. Like if you miss it, then you miss it. But
we should point out this game is level based. It's not open world. So you'll go through a level, complete what you do, and then go on to a whole new level. It's not like Arkham City where you're exploring everything. It's more linear.
Yeah, that is true. Sorry, I thought I had made that kind of clear with like the mission thing, but it is very much level based. The levels do change up. Now, in terms of graphics, this is not the prettiest game of all time, but I'm not gonna lie, I felt that this game was kind of scrappy. Like, and even though it's not the best, it was still pretty fun. Trying to have Zoro go through, you know, trying to figure out where Zoro could go throughout the levels. And I had a lot of fun just walking around, knocking everyone out because you can't actually kill anybody.
Now, I was going to say something I really like about the game is that it is fairly non-violent. Yes, there's sword fighting in it, but you're not killing anyone. You're just like knocking them out them or making them hold onto a ledge.
Yeah.
There's no death. There's no gore. Even if it's E10 rated, I think this is something that younger kids can play and enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, like for me, I felt like, you know, younger kids might have some difficulty issues with the game, but you know,
cause you're a big boy.
I'm an all-star. but yeah. And so I had a lot of fun, just seeing how like the levels were put together and like what they would do under certain things. And so I would go around like the entire map and like knock out everyone and then finally start to go complete objectives. Cause I was real curious as to like who the game would reload or if they would just bring in new people and stuff like that. And it turns out that they bring in more people. But yeah, it's a fun, like, I mean, if you feel like exploring on the levels, they're big enough for you to explore. And you need to find all the spots for the maps anyway. If you want to do some action and adventure, there's plenty to do. And of course, with being able to upgrade your abilities, you know, I mean, and then standard stuff too. I mean, it's like, you know, you can knock out this many people in one go, or you have an extra heart for your life and stuff like that. The only time I ever got a continue screen was when I fell into the water, to give you that idea. And that was just me testing out, oh, I wonder what happens when I fall in the water. Oh, you die. Okay. and it, even then it's just like Zora will be back after these messages or something like that. I thought it was pretty fun. You know, in terms of like the kids games that we get to play on here, this one was pretty decently built. As I said, it's not the prettiest out there, but it's pretty serviceable. I liked it.
I do worry that the price is a little on the high side. I think $35 is a weird price for it. I think like $20 would have been really good for this. $30 is pushing it. $35, I don't even know where that price came from, but
it may. The thing is that I'm assuming that this is also getting a physical release.
Possible. I mean, that's what I'm sure.
That's what I'd figure. I don't know if it actually is, but they may have also like that had to be like the price point for the rights and stuff like that to make this game. But yeah, I thought the price was a little steep for my liking, but
yes, you know, there is a physical version. So it looks like a physical version is releasing in August for $40.
Oof. Okay. So save
for $35, what are your thoughts?
For $35, I'd recommend waiting for a sale, but honestly, like it's a solid enough title. I think it'll keep your kids entertained. And hopefully this Zorro show is pretty decent and maybe we'll get more out of it.
Cool.
Who knows?
All right. Next up is Steve Jackson Sorcery, developed by Inkle, published by No Gravity Games, released June 23rd on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5 for $24.99. The Crown of Kings has been stolen. You, a lone adventurer, must cross the wilds to get it back. Armed only with a sword, a spellbook of wild magic, and the power to choose which path you take. Jacob, tell us about your time with Steve Jackson Sorcery.
So I'm not going to lie, I went into this game with no knowledge of what the heck was going to go on with it. I don't remember if you asked me if I wanted to review it. Did you?
Probably.
I don't know. But anyways, I went in there and I think I was expecting more along like visual novel kind of side. Wrong. This is a choose your own adventure. And just like all good choose your own adventures, my favorite part of this game is that if you fuck up, it's like just like how you used to stick your finger in like the page where you got to make multiple decisions and you can actually rewind the game to that point and then like start, you know, trying out a different path in case things got fucked up.
Yeah, that's what we all did. We just held our finger in the book and flipped through and what goes yeah, on? Do I die? No, I'll stay here. Oh, okay.
Now all you have to do is just hit left bumper.
Yay.
So, so this is apparently based on some famous like not choose your own adventure. I think it's called Fighter Fantasy or something like that. I'm not sure. There's a blurb about it in the game that like they've sold over like 25 million of these titles worldwide. But this is based on like the first four of these books. And it's set in this fantasy thing, this crown has been stolen and the last guy who went beyond the wall to go get it hasn't returned, is probably dead. You'll find out. And you know, but you're now like the second strongest, or you were the second strongest guy in the village. Now you're the strongest guy. They're like, could you go off and get it for us, please? So there you are with, you know, some gold coins and your trusty sword and not much else. And you have to figure out how you're going to navigate through the land, deal with wild animals and monsters and just rude people and elves who are extra rude. And, you know, pretty much just figure out how the hell you're going to survive. And there were at points where I'm just like, oh, man, this game's bullshit. I'm just going to die. And then it's just like, and the game just makes you think that, like, you're not going to make it. And then just something in the story happens. And, yeah, it's like somehow you're just going along with now only, like, 3 HP. But thankfully there's a guy offering you a job to dig ditches. And you're like, oh, God, this might be, like, him, you know, going to kill me. But no, you get paid and you get food. Yeah. Get ready for a lot of reading. And I didn't see an option in there for like, you know, like in-game text. I don't know if the Xbox's like voice announcer would work for this. Like, you know, that,
the narration feature.
Yeah. I don't know if that would work for it.
I don't think it would,
but, the game has very limited music and sounds. I mean, there's some like, you know, generic crowd noises, And they use music by Ralph Vaughan Williams, an American composer from the late 1800s, which I was just like, aha, I have a very good ear for this. yeah, they reuse some classical music. And so there's really not a lot, like, you know, provide your own soundtrack for this game. But yeah, so you just go through everything, you make your decisions, and then there is a combat thing, and you have so much, you have so many points, and it's on a sliding scale from zero, which means that you're just going to do nothing but defend yourself, to I think it's like eight or something like that, and it's decided by decimals. Like, so you could do like 0.1 defense, or you could do like 7.8 attack, you know, stuff like that on that weird sliding scale. And you either have to defend yourself completely, or you have to overpower your enemy with your attack. And so hopefully you will. Otherwise, you know, you're going to die and you're going to get your first achievement, which is, you know, the gods taking pity on you. Now there is also an option to leave if you want to, but I mean, otherwise we don't have a game. No. But yeah, and then so yeah, there's four of these stories in here, and I'm just like, shit. I mean, if you love your choose your own adventure stuff and you don't mind playing it up on your Xbox, like, holy crap, like, this is pretty cool. Now I did see that the price tag, I believe, is $25 for this.
$24.99.
Yeah, which I was just like, whew, that's a lot. But then at the same time, if you think about it this way, you're getting four of these titles for $25. So, you know, I mean, it averages out to like about what you'd pay normally for these kind of titles, like $5-6. So honestly, I had a good time with it. And I do appreciate that the game, like, you know, kind of holds your hand with everything before tossing you out in the world.
You covered Nocht on iOS, didn't you?
Yes.
What? How does it compare to that?
This is less wordy and slightly better written.
Yeah.
Nocht was a lot of like it. It was just. The combat was different, and it was really just like, you know, oh, I swing my sword. Like, it wasn't like you trying to figure out like how you were going to do your stuff. Like, Nox presented very limited, you know,
so there's more interactivity in this over Nocht.
Right. At the same time though, Nocht had more audio going for it. So, which is just, I don't honestly, I mean, I'd recommend Nocht as well. So it really all just depends on how you want to go with it. But for this on Xbox, I'd recommend it. Definitely.
Cool.
For $25. Absolutely.
All right. Well, you got one more game to talk about.
Oh. That is cheap ass Jacob telling you $25 is a good deal for this.
Yeah. Well, it's always cheap ass Jacob.
I'm always cheap ass.
Cheap ass bitch.
Cheap ass Jacob. He's a cheap ass bitch.
Motherfucker.
He tries to pay less than 40% for all of his games.
Usually unsuccessful.
He'll next game. Play those games anyway.
Okay, shut up.
Now he's singing a
this
song.
Is old.
And Joe's really
this
annoyed.
Is old. We've done this long enough.
That's what she said.
No, she didn't. You never got that far to begin with. Next game to
no
talk
one's
about.
No ever said it's long enough.
Next game to talk about is Hillbilly Doomsday, developed by Uncle Frost's team, published by Sometimes You. This one is releasing June 29th on Xbox One, Series X and S, Switch, PS4 for $4.99. It is not a cross-buy title, so you're going to have to buy them separately. Classic retro platformer about the hero from the village. Yeehaw! Jacob, what's going on in Hillbilly Doomsday?
That's all that's in the... That's all that's in there. Like,
I mean, I could go further if you want. It's just that's the intro. Once upon a time, when the entire planet was in great danger, an unknown enemy turned almost everyone into zombies. Chaos ensued.
This is getting old, Joe.
The rest of people have to survive. It seems that everything has come to an end. But among the frightened people, there is a hero who is ready to save humanity and eradicate the cause of disasters. A hero from a small village named Rottenwill, Uncle Billy. He will pass through swamps, caves, deadlands, and deep pits and tall buildings until he finds the source of disaster, and then he will eliminate it. You play the role of this brave man and go on a difficult journey to save humanity. Now tell us, you whiny bastard.
All right, so with Hillbilly Doomsday, yeah, so it set out in some small Midwest, wherever. I'm not entirely sure.
It's a village named Rottenwill. I just said that, you ass.
Well, I don't know where that place is.
Where it do you think it is? Look up on Google and find it's in Michigan, obviously. Michigan sucks.
What is it called?
I don't
Rottenwill? Rottenwill.
Yes.
Rottenwill.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no place named that. You made that up.
I did make it up, you dumbass.
You dickbag.
So tell us about the game. What's going on in the game?
All right, so, you know, you're playing this guy, he's going about his business, and then all of a sudden somebody's like, oh, the neighbors are all fucked up. So you better go check it out. And so, of course, because otherwise there wouldn't be a game, you go check it out. Now, you are armed with a shovel and a handgun. The handgun fires kind of slowly, but, you know, it's a handgun, which is useful sometimes. And the shovel is good, pretty much kills anything, but it takes a little bit longer. On the plus side, it also has an upward swinging motion. So as things are jumping at you, it's easy to, like, you know, swing the shovel and kill them. And it turns out that the zombie apocalypse is first off happening through rotten produce. And so you're running through killing, like, pumpkins and tomatoes and huge fuck off bats. And all sorts of other stuff before you realize, oh no, something's happened to my uncle and all this other kind of stuff. And yeah, you just go through level after level, and you encounter all these, like, weird ass beings, and you have to kill them. And the game is really not too clear on, like, how things work. I mean, you're supposed to be able to talk to people, and there are some explanations, but then you're also able to destroy some stuff in the background, like lanterns and stuff, but then they don't provide anything, but they also don't set anything on fire. And the game is just kind of, I don't know, it may be a roguelite, or it may be one, like, a roguelite platformer, but the game's not too clear, because one of the things is that, like, I got what I thought was pretty far into the game, and then I hit quit. Because I'm just like, all right, I'll come back to this. And I go to continue, and then the game's just like, oh, there's nothing there. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking shitting me. So, yeah. So I don't know if it's just like, you're just supposed to blow through this all in one sitting.
Maybe.
Or if, yeah.
If it's a roguelite, it would be, like, different every time.
Okay. Well, maybe it'd be a roguelike. I don't know. I don't know. Either way, it doesn't seem like it actually saves your game. So
Carnage said it saved for him on level 2, so I don't know. Maybe you just ran into a weird glitch or something.
Okay. Well, so pretty much you're just going through, and yeah, the game does have different difficulty settings, and yeah, it didn't really help me. I kind of sucked at it. But honestly, I enjoyed all the different variety of enemies with it. And it's not like everything was hard to kill. It's just, you deal with a lot of stuff all at once, and the gun is pretty ineffective at the beginning. But of course, later on you can upgrade your guns, because what game wouldn't let you do that? But honestly, I stuck with the shovel most of the time. So yeah, your mileage may vary on that one, but for $5, yeah, I think it's worth it.
Cool, and I like the art in it as well. It's got a nice, vibrant, bold art style to it.
Yeah, as I said, like, the enemies are detailed pretty nicely, and there's a nice amount of variety to them. Like, I mean, it's a standard indie platformer title. This is not going to set the world on fire, but it's pretty fun for what it is.
Cool, so officially $5, you say?
Oh, $5, yeah, totally.
Cool. All right, well, that is it for you. I guess you could get out of here.
Yay!
Yay! So what are you going to do tonight?
Tweets.
Are you really going to do them, or is it going to be like 12:30? I'm like, Jacob, you forgot tweets, and you're like, I'm stoned.
Nah, I'm probably going to go off and do them now. Oh, actually, no, I have to go feed my dog and then do that, but yeah, eventually I'll get them done.
And then probably you're going to be like, the dog ate the tweets. I don't know what happened.
That's a good. I actually now I'm just going to do that and then just not do the tweets.
You dick.
Sorry, folks. My dog ate the tweets.
You dick. All right. Do you have any final words before you head out?
Is Aki there? Aki.
I hope she's Aki. There. She's next.
I'm really hoping that she's there because you know what? I want her to think about my big.
She's not
butt.
There. What happened? She's not in the room.
Oh shit! Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I see that now. Hold on.
Huh.
Do we have a message from her?
I don't nope. see anything.
Yeah, I don't see anything either.
Huh.
Uh-oh. Do I have to review her games now?
Yes.
Okay, what am I reviewing?
Porn.
Well, I couldn't furiously masturbate to this, but it might be my antidepressant. So I'll give it a try it.
Give it two dicks up.
One dick up, one at half mast.
All right. Well, I guess we'll take a quick break with the show. We'll play some music and we'll come back and hopefully Aki will be here. So Jacob,
meanwhile, everyone just think about big gaping buttholes that you'll fall into the abyss with. Fall into the abyss of my gaping butthole.
Is she here?
Yeah, sorry about that.
What happened?
She had to think about my big gaping butthole.
Oh, don't make me vomit. I just got back in. My computer crashed.
You just got back? You got back into my big gaping butthole? You just climbed in there?
If I didn't have reviews left to do, I would just leave. So you know.
you already still did debating just on leave.
Well, no. My computer crashed. There's a difference.
It comfortably seats a... It
because
seats a family.
If I just chose to leave, that would be me leaving. My computer crashing is out of my control.
Let's see. Ban Mr. Freight. I could do that.
Please.
That would work.
Save right, me so well, much time.
Well, we got to get back to reviews. So, Jacob, do you have anything else to say?
Farfrig Nugan.
You dickhead. All right, next game to talk about is Industria, developed by Bleak Mill, published by Head Up, released June 10th on Xbox Series X and S, PS5, and PC for $19.99. On the evening of the fall of the Berlin Wall, a young woman plunges headlong into a parallel dimension to find her missing work colleague, who has disappeared under mysterious circumstances. While the checkpoints in East Berlin are still being overrun by crowds of people, Nora escapes from this world into unknown layers of time and into an unknown fate. Aki, what's going on in Industria?
I'll be damned if I fucking know. you play as this lady. She gets a call while she's watching TV. Actually, no, I don't think she's even watching TV. From her husband, fiance, boyfriend, I'm not sure what. And he basically says, hey, yeah, it's happening. We got to get the fuck out of here. For reasons that I don't understand, because nothing is explained. I didn't even know it was the Berlin Wall that was being torn down. I didn't realize that was what it was, because they never mention the Berlin Wall, ever. They just say it's happening, which doesn't tell me what it fucking is. And basically, they've created this machine with a bunch of other scientists that does something. They don't specify what that something is either. Just that weird things happen when you put stuff in it, that's it. But apparently some AI thing has gone batshit insane, and he needs to stop it. And your character's like, no, wait for me. We'll do this together. And being a man, he's too stupid to do that. So off he goes like a dipshit. So then you have to go after said fucking dipshit. That is the nature.
Have a way with words, Aki.
I know. Men are dumb. What can I say?
Hey, as a man, I can fully back up that claim.
Yeah. Yep. And basically, he has somehow used this machine to go poof. And that was apparently something the machine could do, even though none of the notes that you've read about the machine up to that point, or matter of fact, fucking ever, mentioned that it can do something like that. So you follow him, and suddenly you wake up in London, I believe, or it's a facsimile of London, I believe, and called Hexia, I think was the name of it. And this place, machines are everywhere. And by that, I mean there's, you know, a handful of machines you might see every now and then. And you have these cables that you see going everywhere, big electrical cables, and you're like, I have no idea where the fuck I am. Let's get out of this building so I can find my hubby or whatever the fuck he is. And you get set upon by a couple box machines that look like they're just boxes with arms and legs. Think the robot dog thing, the original version of that the big famous one, and just put it on two legs. That is what they look like. They're not particularly threatening, but they can beat the shit out of you pretty easily. I've gotten distracted by stuff being said in chat. I'm sorry. So you work your way out of the factory that you find yourself in first, and you end up, talking.
Are you distracted by Carnage saying that the episode is going to be titled A Big Gaping Butthole?
I have been distracted by everything Scotty keeps saying, to be honest. He's fucking everything up. Because no matter which area I look at my computer, I see chat. Because I'm watching the stream right now, too. So I have the chat on the left-hand side from the video. But if I look to the right, there's the actual fucking chat. It's like, fuck. But you end up talking with this old guy over a... I don't know what. I think you pick up a radio, maybe? I don't remember actually doing that anymore. And he basically talks you through things. He gives you the gist of what happened. Basically, a war happened in this country and machines kicked the shit out of humans. And you're like, okay, that's cool. I don't give a fuck. Where's my hubby? that's basically it. And that is literally the whole journey. Your journey isn't to save these people. Your journey isn't even to beat the machines. Your journey is to find the dipshit. And yes, Scotty, it was partially I was distracted trying to enter the giveaway. I'm not going to lie. I'm a terrible co-host, I know.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't push that button. Do not push the 2,000 wet pancake button.
20,000. It's not 2,000. It's 20. So
20. That's the one that says I can't say fuck anymore, isn't
yes,
it?
I actually changed it, that. Though.
Oh, good. Is it like 100,000 now?
No, it's still 20,000, but it's we can't curse for 10 minutes, 5 for Aki.
Oh, thank fuck. Thank you. That's much better. Still going to be hard, but better.
I'm hoping he waits to do it until the porn section.
No, because then I literally have to sit here for...
Carnage Regained.
Actually, well, one of them I would not be able to review. The other one I could, so...
Well, you got 5 minutes that you can't curse, so get back to the review.
So you wake up, and, you know, you start off with an axe, and you have to take these things on in melee, and that's not in your favor, because I don't know where the hitboxes are located on your character, but even after I hit them and try and back off, they still hit me, and those things pack a punch. A very serious one. And I was playing on the easiest difficulty and they wrecked me pretty quickly.
Oh boy.
And there's not a whole bunch of health packs around, sadly. You find them every now and then. Eventually you get guns and then life is worth living in that game. Once you find two guns, you're good. One gun, you're never going to find enough ammo because the game starts giving you ammo for all of the guns right off the bat. But some of the guns you don't get until later in the game, outside of the area you're in.
Do you keep so the ammo up, at least? Are you
yes, carrying? You keep the ammo, but eventually you can't carry all the ammo because you can only hold X amount of each type of ammo. But it still gives you ammo for a gun you don't have yet.
So you'll be playing the game and you're always getting the wrong ammo. You're like, I need pistol ammo, and here's 4,000 shotgun shells, and I don't have a shotgun.
Actually, shotguns weren't the earlier guns too. It was the assault rifle that really screwed me up.
I don't know. I'm just
it was rifle ammo. Yeah, it's very much like that, and it drives me nuts because you can't use that ammo and. There's still that ammo around, but you can't pick it up anymore because you've maxed out the ammo. And what's weirder is once you get the weapon, it starts off with some ammo in it, but it's not a full clip or anything. So you end up using some of that ammo you've kept the whole time to fill that weapon up the rest of the way. And then you can pick up more ammo again. Drives me nuts. I would really like if it just started with max ammo in the gun just to make life easier. I very much might, Scotty. I might screw this up. I might, because there are bits of this game that are kind of irritating.
I mean, we're only 2.5 minutes in. We're halfway there. You could do this.
God.
I believe in you. I believe I'm gonna talk a little to try and eat up some of the time. I'm looking at some of the screenshots of this game, and the game looks really, really good. Does it look as good in motion as it does in screenshot?
It's not one of the more beautiful games I've played, but it's not bad. It's fairly passable.
The screenshots I'm looking at, everything is shiny and pretty.
It wasn't as shiny for me. It was pretty. It just wasn't that pretty. I've played prettier games. And the robot designs, they kill me because this is from back when the Berlin Wall came down. All the machines are built to those kinds of specifications. So like there's a machine that can shoot at you and its arm is just an L shape with something connecting the upper and lower arm. And its arm doesn't move otherwise. So it just raises and lowers, but the elbow joint doesn't move at all. It's like, that's cool. Because all the robots are built to make it look like their old type of design. And that's really interesting. The story makes no sense. And a big part of that is because it ends on a cliffhanger, and every company should know not to do that because we know we're never going to get.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil what the ending is.
Well, no, I'm just saying you never end on a cliffhanger because that always inevitably means you're never getting a second game. So I'm just like, oh no, why? And it's kind of a punch in the gut. Because it just is like, oh, you have all these questions. Well, no, bye bye, and the game's over. It's like, no, are you? So much right now.
So I'm proud of you for saying punch in the gut. Like you could have gone so many routes with that, and you kept it clean. I'm proud of you on that one. By the way, you only have 10 seconds left.
One.
So you actually, you can't count fast. You don't control time.
I could. You can't be like, we don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, it doesn't work like that. We're looking at it now in 5 minutes. We made it.
Okay. Yeah, you get kicked right in the dick. It's not fun. Because punch to the gut, I hate that. The game just, it never answers any of the fucking questions you have throughout the entire game. Like, it dangles questions, the character has questions, next to none of them are answered, ever. Never, ever. So it's like, oh, it just, that bit drives me nuts, because it gets you into the thing, into the story, but then there's no payoff for getting into the story. It's all just left, which is really irritating. So I hope it gets a second game. And I hope it actually explains stuff, because it didn't do a really good job of that.
Well, as it stands, this one's sitting at $20. What do you think?
I have to say, wait until there's a half off sale. because the game isn't particularly long either. It can be difficult sometimes, especially at the beginning, but it's not particularly long. And again, the story leaves a lot to be desired, since it doesn't explain or answer or anything. It just gives you a bunch of questions. Drives me crazy.
All right. Well, that is it for the normal reviews this episode. It is time to get dark. After dark, woo-hoo! That is. George, take it away.
SML After Dark.
That is right. It is SML After Dark time, and the first game to talk about is Tales from the Unending Void Season 1, developed and published by Perverteer Games, released May 2nd on Steam for $14.99. Cameron, nobleman and smuggler, roams the galaxy as he becomes part of the sinister plans. His life is changed for good. Roam the galaxy in this erotic adventure to unravel the plot that will change the universe forever. Aki, what is changing the universe?
Okay. I have no clue, because I don't feel like I have changed fucking anything. but in this, you play as Cam, or you can change his name. I did. I made his name Aki because I'd rather have girls say my name. just how it is. In this, you play as basically a recruit to a fascist military, more or less. Very authoritative fascist shithole is what Earth has turned into outright. And you, both of your sisters, your best friend, his sister, who also happens to be your girlfriend, are all in a training unit together with a dickhead named Thim, which I assume is short for Thimble Dick. And suddenly it's just a basic training thing, you know, survive here for, you know, a week or whatever. It's not that hard, whatever. Suddenly the planet is attacked by giant Amazonian warrior women who only use melee combat against a bunch of people with futuristic laser guns, and the women win somehow. One day I'll understand that part of it. But that day isn't today. And they steal one of your sisters named Eva, or you can rename her if you want. And they fuck off the planet. So you decide, hey, no, fuck that. That's my sister. Get back here, you fuck. You can't steal my sister. Go to hell. And your fascist, authoritative military leaders are like, yeah, no, fuck that. No, you don't know. We're just leaving. We're not even going to bother looking for her. We know the attack happened. We know a bunch of our people died. She was stolen. And we don't care. We're leaving now. And you're coming with us because you belong to us. Like most militaries think about their people. And you decide, yeah, no. So you decide to steal a ship and fuck off, which is very desertion and treason, and you're going to die this if they get a hold of you. So yay, basically this is Star Trek, but think of the Federation as evil jackasses instead of utopian dipshits. Very easy to understand. And through this, you have to get a new ship because yours has a locator, and it's the best kind. That no time, it's the best kind of porn. That's what it is.
When you address chat, you have to mention what they say. You can't just answer to a question that no one on the audio recording knows what it is.
I always forget that people can't see the chat like I do.
You dork.
Yeah. No time's being like, sister, what kind of messed up porn is this? It's the best kind. Incest is wincest, especially if it's twincest. Anyways. And again, obviously this has incest in it because it's a porn game, and that's one of the most, that is the most looked up pornography in the entirety of the world. Legitimately, it's also the most looked up one in the US, not the most looked up one in every state, but it is in a good chunk of them. So yeah, most porn games have incest in it. what it is. So yay. But you go off looking for your sister, and you end up finding more members for your crew for a cargo ship that you end up trading your really cool special ship for, because basically the one that you stole to get off the big ship to go after your sister has LoJack, basically. So you're like, okay, need different ships. So you get a clunker instead, and it's huge, and it's great, and it's slow, and it's crap. And yeah, it's just your story at that point, just meeting all the women, because you don't get any guys on your team other than Thimble Dick and your best friend. Those are the only two dudes who are part of your crew. Literally everyone else is a female. That's nice. They do have some representation. They do have a hermaphroditic crew member that can join you, as well as a trans character that can join you. Granted, you don't have to keep either of them on the ship, but they do join you. And you can romance them. There went my phone going off. I don't know what that was.
It was your phone.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why it was making noises. So
let's get to the brass tacks here. People are getting this not for a story. They want titties, right?
No. Perverteers, you are good stories.
Are they?
They're really good stories. Actually, there is a lot of fucking in it, but his are really well written stories.
Yeah, I noticed that the version on sale here on Steam, it says it is the uncensored bonus edition of the game, containing 27 extra sex scenes.
Yes,
featuring the main characters and a lot of the side girls.
Yes, I believe that makes up a lot of the 3D animated, not just the 3D modeled, because all the Perverteer games, all the characters are, everything's 3D modeled. It's not 2D. But he also has 3D animation in it during some of the sex scenes, and I'm assuming that's probably what a lot of that was. I played some of this on Itch.io. I don't know what it costs on Itch.io at this point. I played it back when it was free, and I wasn't even halfway through the game. So I don't know what all was added to it, because I didn't have much of the side characters in it, sadly.
No, it looks like it's actually a name your own price on Itch.
Oh, nice. Yeah, go buy it. At least give them a fiver. It's totally worth it. It's worth more than that, in my opinion.
Well, the game's sitting at 15 on Steam. What are your thoughts on that price?
I'm still for it. I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm not sure if it's still having stuff put out, because I noticed that this was called Season 1.
Yeah, on the Steam page, it says this is the complete Season 1 that has 12 acts that make, or 12 episodes that make up the first act of the story. The remaining two seasons are still in production and will be released as DLC on Steam once development of each has finished. No timeline on that, but they're supposed to be DLC.
Okay, yeah, this, again, he has a small team, but I think he does almost all the work. Like, he has musicians that do the music for the game and stuff, but I think he does everything else. So these take a while. I think season one took him a 3 or 4 years, maybe more. So the DLC probably won't be anytime soon, sadly, even though I really, really, really want it really badly. Because again, the story, because obviously it's set in seasons, also ends on a cliffhanger, sadly. But yeah, in this, there's water sports in this that you can turn off, and all it does is remove that from the scene. Thank God. There's not many water sports scenes in this. Thank fuck for that. And you can romance whatever characters you want. You don't have to romance your sisters or your cousin or your aunt. But you can romance everyone else if you want, or you can romance just them, or you can romance everybody. I've literally went every route in this game for the
shocking,
most part.
Shocking.
Yeah, I've played the route where you dated everybody. I've played the route where you only went with one person. I went the route of only being with your girlfriend. I've went the route of the pure virgin, which was sad and depressing, and I never want to do that again.
I always like bringing this up because Steam keeps track of it. It says one friend already owns this game and you have put 17 and a half hours into it.
Yep. And I've 100%ed it.
I love the dedication that you put so much time into these porn games, and you legitimately, like most people, they treat these games as a joke and they're legitimate entertainment experiences just for a different audience. And I like that you appreciate them for what they are instead of there's titties and ass in this.
Well, there is plenty of titties.
Yeah, there's titties and ass. There's dicks and all kinds of fun stuff. So
there's plenty of dicks in this, including a giant one named Thim because it's short for Thimble Dick.
Well, the game is $15. I need an official verdict on Steam.
Yes, yes, totally yes. Unless you don't like porn games, in which case you probably weren't listening to this any fucking way.
They might have been listening for the lols.
It's fantastic. I totally suggest it. Pervetier is very good at it, so I'm fully for that.
Cool, and if you are interested, it is on sale until July 7th for $13.49, so you could save 10%. We got one final game to talk about tonight. This should be a quicker one. It is Neko Hacker Plus, developed and published by Axios Games, released September 2021 on Steam for $2.99. Hack all the pictures by solving Chan OS puzzles. Aki, tell us about it.
Okay. And this, you play as a big-tittied girl who sneaks into someone's room and decides to hack their computer. And by hacking the computer, I mean you log into it, you open a file, and you can see a picture of a character, and then you can scramble the picture up and fix it. And you do that 8 times.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think Chris actually covered this one on Switch a while back. I know a couple of Axios' games have made it over to the Switch. I know last episode we actually talked about the game you'll be talking about next week.
Yeah, this is the same game. This game is that same game.
I thought the other game was what is it? Homecoming.
Yeah, it's the same game though.
So Hacker Plus and Homecoming are the same?
Yeah, if what was reviewed on Tuesday was it, then yeah, they're basically the same game. They might have different pictures in them. Mm. Everything else is the exact same, down to you can play darts in this, and the computer's a cheating piece of shit. Because you throw the darts, and, you know, it starts off not doing good, but then it decides to do the, Mario Kart bullshit, and suddenly it goes like, oh yeah, you're close to winning. So even though I'm 150 points away from winning, I win.
Thank God.
Because I'll just get a perfect score now. Because fuck you, that's why. Some bullshit.
So the puzzles, just like Chris said, the puzzles in this game are basically just puzzle swapping, tiles. Like moving them around?
Yep, they're tile swaps, yeah.
Right.
And for this one, you can do... he mentioned how there were two stars for each picture. In this game, and he said after you beat it once, the second time you play it, everything's smaller. In this game, they're not smaller. It's the exact same thing.
Did you have the hentai DLC downloaded?
No, I did not, but I did look through the pictures of it.
Because
there's two different DLCs.
Yeah, the Neko Hacker Plus as itself has no nudity. But there is an 18+ hentai edition DLC that is free that contains the nudity.
There's two different nudity. And then
there's a hentai arts, which is just the artwork, isn't it?
I don't remember. I have to look this.
Yeah, it says the other DLC, which is paid, it's $1 for the DLC. It adds a local arts folder with all the source artwork. And it is just titties everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, the hentai one, it goes the Japanese route. I assume this is a Japanese dev, just from that. It has mosaics and all the dirty bits, except for the boobs. So, cool. I like boobs. Boobs are nice. I didn't use the DLC just because it was a fast game and I was like, okay, I finished this.
I'm really surprised you didn't get the DLC for the nudity.
I know, right?
I'm actually disappointed in you.
As you should be.
I am.
I'm disappointed in me. So you should be too.
For Secret Homecoming, you'll have to get the nudity and tell us about it. But this one, Neko Hacker Plus, sitting at $2.99. What are your thoughts?
You can beat this in like maybe 30 minutes. How much time do I have on this?
Let me see. You have an hour and a half.
Okay, and I spent some of that eating. So you can probably beat this in like 40 minutes. And I beat every last one of them twice. Because the first time you beat it, you get one gold star and there's room for two. So I was like, fuck it, I'll beat it twice.
Yeah, I'm guessing that it's changed up for the Switch to add the extra difficulty layer. I know East Asia Soft is the one who publishes these on console, so they might have thrown in some extra development to give it more gameplay.
That could be.
But yeah, it's $3 on Steam, and actually until July 7th, it is a whopping 74 cents.
Oh, yeah, I can definitely suggest it at that.
Yeah. And I mean, the Hentai Edition is okay. DLC is free. And if you want the Hentai Arts DLC, that's only 54 cents. So fucking just...
yeah.
Spend $2 and get some titties. So why not, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Fuck it. Why not?
Fuck it. Why not? There you go. All right. That is it for this episode. We made it through. thanks to Jacob for being here. Thanks to you for being here. Music, what should I play this episode? I don't know what the fuck to play. I guess
Breaking Benjamin Polyamorous.
I can't play that on the show. I could play that after the show, but not on the show. Oh.
Anytime you say music, I just immediately go to whatever I want to listen to really badly right now.
Jeez.
I don't think about it.
I mean, yes, I could play that in the stream after the show, but I need like actual music to play on the show.
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, then fuck it. I'll play Lonely Rolling Stars. How's that?
Sure.
Cool. Got any final words?
Fuck Jacob right in his goatee.